When you think of your physiology, what comes to your mind? Heart, lungs, arteries, bones, muscles, tendons, skin, cells, blood, and DNA. Usually, when we think of physiology, we have images or ideas about these parts of our physical bodies. However, there are components of our physiology that are exerting a powerful influence on our health and happiness that we may barely notice or understand. These more vibrational, less physicalized aspects of ourselves are coming to play a more active role as we evolve into expanded dimensions of experience. Even though you may not see or directly feel these parts of yourself, that doesn't mean they aren't affecting you. Today, we'll be delving into our meridians, one of these invisible components of your body. They are electromagnetic pathways that we can affect through the power of our mind in order to elevate the balance and strength of our body. Meridians are quite accepted in many Eastern countries, as well as being used in acupuncture and shiatsu throughout the world. They're an integral part of our vibrational self. Expand, evolve, and create with Light Body Activation. We don't see the wind, but we know its strength. We don't see radio waves, but we accept their result, unquestioning as we listen to a broadcast. We don't see electricity, but we charge our phones and turn on our lights and interact with it in countless ways every day and night. The energy of sunlight grows our food, warms our world, and creates vitamin D in our skin. Within our cells, there are untold myriad processes, literally turning energy into matter and matter into energy, and we don't blink an eye over it. But tell someone that they have a heart chakra, or an energy body, or kundalini channels, and this news may be received with skepticism, to say the least. The European Physiological Society says, "Physiology is the science of life. It's the branch of biology that aims to understand the mechanisms of living things, from the basis of cell function at the ionic and molecular level, to the integrated behavior of the whole body and the influence of the external environment. Physiology is an experimental science." If we expand our body understanding to include vibrational components of its operation, this will enrich and elevate our life experience. Even if we don't believe our bodies are different than what we've been taught, we can experiment with the idea. We certainly have good reason to look outside of the proverbial box and see if there are solutions to all our so-called problems hiding not just right in front of us, but in us. If we continue to develop from within the context of our present understandings, we'll continue to develop more of the same. Instead, we have the chance at every moment to step into a new experience of who we are and how we function. I don't think that we've made some big mistake as humans. I don't think anything has gone terribly wrong. And I don't think we are a blight upon this beautiful planet. On the contrary, I view our present reality as brimming with opportunity for us to harness our capacity for love and manifest it into physical expression. Evolution is not a function of time, but of frequency. And you can use your mind to adjust your frequency, your evolution. Your body and entire experience can shift drastically in a moment. Like adjusting the aperture of a camera, suddenly a whole realm can come into focus that you didn't previously notice. Not only can you look at it, you can enter into it as a full participant. It's the game of your own life happening in real time. Okay, on to specifics of this episode. Today, our focus will be on meridians. There are 12 of these electromagnetic pathways in your body, each associated with an organ or a system. There are also two central meridians that govern the other 12. In the cultures of many countries, such as China and Japan, the meridians are as accepted as the presence of blood vessels. Therapies like acupuncture and shiatsu work with the flow of energy in the meridians in order to promote health. We will be connecting with some of the meridian flows in our bodies, sensitizing ourselves so that we can feel and learn from them. It may be helpful for you to look at a diagram of the meridians. There's one on our website, the link is in the show notes, but it's not necessary. The main tool that we'll use to work with our meridians is one that we've used in previous episodes of this podcast, our attention. We'll sensitize ourselves with some proprioceptive work and then use our attention to generate energy in the meridians. Then we can use our focus and intention to amplify this energy. The main indicator that our mind is truly connecting to a meridian will be the presence of a numb and tingling sensation. You can develop the capacity to adjust your meridians and improve your health in a whole new way. For all you acupuncturists and shiatsu practitioners out there, this episode is a great way to learn about the meridians by interfacing with them directly rather than just working with them on a conceptual level. Okay, let's get started. To do the following process, you'll need to be in a quiet, comfortable space on the floor or in a chair. Turn off your phone and make sure you won't be disturbed. I don't recommend you do this while doing something else like driving or working out. You'll really need to focus. Here we go. Bring your attention to yourself, to your body sitting. Notice the shape of your outline and bring attention to sensations that you feel in and around you. The more we can bring attention to sensations in our body rather than thoughts, emotions, or things in the external world, the more we will be activating the energy flow within us. As you breathe in and out, encourage the flow of air to stream along the back of your nasal passages. This helps induce deep relaxation. Breathe as quietly as is comfortable, guiding the air in and out of yourself, silently, softly. With each in-breath, noticing the expansion of your body in all directions, and with each out-breath, noticing the contraction in all directions. Expanding and collapsing like a balloon. On your next in-breath, encourage the air into the lower part of your abdomen or pelvic region. With each in-breath, encourage this area of your body expands in all directions, the front, back, and sides. And on each out-breath, feel and imagine your pelvic area, your lower abdomen, contracts in all directions. If you like, you can put a hand gently upon the front of your lower abdomen and the other one in the back. Monitor your body expanding with the in-breath and collapsing with each out-breath. Rest your hands on the side of your lower abdomen and feel for the expansion and contraction in this area. Use your breath to encourage your body to expand and collapse in this lower abdominal region. Feel the joints, muscles, and ligaments stretch open with each in-breath and release with each out-breath. Now bring your attention higher up in your body, to the center part of your abdomen beneath your navel. With each breath cycle, expand this area in all directions and collapse it. If you like, you can monitor this movement with your hands. Gently encouraging your breath to create this dynamic of expansion and contraction in your abdominal region. Bring your attention up higher to your chest. And go through the same type of focus and attention here, encouraging each in-breath to expand the chest cavity in all directions, and on each out-breath, feel the force of the contraction pulling the volume smaller again. As you approach the limit of each in-breath, you can encourage a little more air into your body, stretching it just a little more. And on the end of each out-breath, when you think you've exhaled completely, exhale just a little more. Encourage a sensation of elasticity at the end range of each in-breath and at the end range of each out-breath. Use the force of your intention to increase the elastic quality in the tendons, muscles, and ligaments in your chest region. Now bring this focus a little higher up to your upper chest region, underneath your collarbones, and in your upper back. Use your breath to expand and contract this area of your body like there's a balloon inside your upper chest, expanding and contracting with your breath. You can encourage a little more air at the end of each in-breath and exhale extra air at the end of each out-breath, encouraging a sensation or quality of elasticity in the tendons, ligaments, muscles, and joints of your upper chest cavity. Now let's go through some breath cycles that move through all four of these regions. So take a nice deep breath out, and on the next in-breath, fill first your lower abdomen, your chest, and your upper chest. And then exhale from your upper chest, abdomen, and lower abdomen. Go through this cycle on your own several times, using your breath to expand these four regions of your body and then collapse these four regions of your body. Feel the dynamic of the internal force and encourage it with your mind. Guiding the air along the back of your nasal passages on each in-breath and out-breath. Now let's briefly trace through the layers of our physical body. Begin with your spine, your vertebral column from the neck all the way down to your tailbone. See if you can feel it from the inside out. Maybe you can see your spine. Feel your cranium perched on top, encasing the softer tissue of your brain. Feel your rib cage, the bony container protecting your heart and lungs. Encourage your rib cage to expand in all directions on each in-breath and feel it contract on each out-breath. Feel the bones of your arms, collarbones, upper arms, forearms, wrists and hands, and fingers. Feel the layer of bone. Can you picture the bones in your arms and your hands? Can you feel them? With your mind, travel down to your hip structure, the bones in your pelvis and your sacrum. Trace down through your thigh, your femur bones, your kneecaps, your lower legs, your ankles and heels, the bones in your feet and your toes. See if you can feel or picture your skeleton as a whole, suspended in the middle of your body. A crystallized manifestation of your energy. Travel out a little further, feeling the layer of muscle in your body, the soft tissue, all along your spine, your trunk, your abdomen, your chest, your shoulders, arms, muscle. Feel the quality of muscle. Travel into your pelvis, your hips, your thighs, your calves, and your feet, feeling and picturing the muscles in your body. You can encourage the flow of blood through the muscles. Bring your attention to your skin, the membrane surrounding your physical form. The front, the back, your sides. And notice the space around your physical form. Let your attention trace this area. Your body doesn't stop at the limit of your skin. It extends outward in layers of vibrational energy, a vibrational bioplasm. Gently feeling into this space around you helps to activate energy in this part of yourself. In front, behind, on the sides of you, above and below, there's an envelope of energy called the etheric body. Encourage it to penetrate and merge into your physical form through your skin, your muscles, and your bones, can feel out further into your emotional body, up to a yard or meter from your skin. A very magnetic layer of your bioplasm. Notice any sensations or images that come to you when you feel into this emotional layer of yourself. Reach out farther into your mental sphere. It may have a different quality, a different feeling than the emotional layer. If you don't notice these things I'm talking about, there's no need to worry about it. Just notice what you do feel, even if it's that you can't really feel much of anything. Feel out as far as you can in all directions. With your mind exploring outward and noticing when you can't connect anymore to the vibration around your body, and see if you notice the sensation or feel of a membrane, of a border. This is the border of your bioplasmic outer body. It's a semi-permeable selective membrane. It's one of the main things we learn to work with in this light body activation material. It's a key to providing safe and reliable experiences as you journey into these more vibrational dimensions. The component of our energy system that we'll be focusing on today is our meridians. These are electromagnetic pathways that flow beneath your skin and also extend outwards, affecting your vibrational body. They provide a flashpoint between matter and energy, helping to physicalize our organs during our development in the womb and providing balance and life force to our organs and body systems as we grow and develop. We can connect to the meridians through our attention and affect their flow in order to elevate our health and vigor, to bring more strength to our organs, to provide more balance in our emotional state, and to sharpen our mental clarity. Let's begin with a meridian called the heart governor, or pericardium. With your right hand, take your thumb and press it into the center of your left palm. Apply little circles or pulses of pressure into the center of your left palm. We want to bring our awareness and activity to this acupuncture point, which is called Heart Governor 8. Keep pressing this point for a few more seconds. And now stop, rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward, and notice how it feels in the center of your left palm where you've just been applying this pressure. Notice a numb or tingling sensation in the center of your left hand. And with your mind, encourage this sensation. Bring your attention to this point in the front and now the back of your hand. And see if you can generate a numb and tingling sensation to penetrate through your hand. Now bring your attention to your right palm. Notice how it feels different from the left. And without applying any physical pressure, let's use our mind to activate the energy in this palm. So bring your attention to the center of your right palm, and with your mind, see if you can generate a numb or tingling sensation in the center of your hand. encourage it to penetrate through the back of your hand and into the bones of your hand. Notice how the numb and tingling sensation grows with your attention. This is an indication that your mind is affecting the flow of energy or qi in this part of your body. Use this numb or tingling sensation as an indicator. If you don't feel it much, just be patient with yourself and notice what you do feel. Sometimes this can take some practice. Now bring your attention to both palms. Lift your hands gently off your lap with your palms facing upwards and let your arms come out more to the side. Feel both palms and encourage the numb and tingling sensation in each hand to spread into the bones of your hands. Now with your mind, begin tracing a path up the inside of both forearms, first coming to your wrists, noticing if you can bring a numb or tingling sensation or awareness to the middle of each wrist. Trace the line up further through the center of your forearm towards your elbow. Seeing if you can activate a numb or tingling sensation from the center of each palm up the middle of your forearms to your elbows. Keep tracing up the inside of your arms, near your armpit region, an arc across the center of your chest on each side, coming to the point in the middle of your sternum, right between your nipples. Let all your attention go to that point now, in the center of your chest. Use your attention to generate a numb or tingling sensation there. This is the pathway of your heart governor meridian, an energy line that extends from the middle of your chest, down the inside of your arms, to the center of your palm, and out to the ends of each middle finger. You may have an image or a sensation of this line of force, this line of energy. If you don't feel it that clearly, just bring your attention to the inside of your arms and your palms, noticing any sensation in this area of your body. You may feel like your arms are a bit suspended in the air, not using much energy to hold them up anymore. Now rotate your hands so they're palm downwards, with the palms facing the floor. Now with your left hand, we're going to make contact with your right hand. With your thumb and forefinger, pinch the webbing of flesh between your thumb and forefinger on your right hand, applying pressure mainly from the top with the thumb of your left hand. Press downward gently, pulsing or moving in tiny little circles with your thumb. We're activating an acupuncture point here called large intestine 4. This is a great point for stimulating clearing in the body, cleansing. If you have a headache or constipation or feel like you're getting sick, this is a wonderful point to stimulate as it helps the body to let go of toxicity. Now separate your hands again, bringing them onto your lap, palms down, and noticing the sensation in your right hand in the webbing between the thumb and forefinger where you were just applying pressure. You should notice a numb or tingling sensation in this point. Now bring your attention to your left hand in the same area, the webbing between your forefinger and your thumb, and see if you can use your mind to generate a numb or tingling sensation, activating the energy in this acupuncture point. For some of you, this may come quickly, or it may take some extended focus. Feeling the point on both hands now. Begin to trace a line with your mind up the back of your forearm between your index finger and your elbow. See if you can imagine or feel a line of energy moving in this area of your arms. Feel the skin and muscle in your forearms. And imagine or feel this current moving through them. Trace this along your upper arms to your shoulder. Imagining or feeling a current of energy. Now trace this up through your neck to the corner of each side of your nose. If you want, with your index fingers, gently raise your hand and apply some pressure on each side of your nostrils, right on the corner of your nose. And then let your hands come back to your lap. This line of energy going up your arms, through your neck, and to the outer edges of your nose. You might notice your breath becoming more relaxed and full as this point on the side of your nostrils activates. In Chinese medicine, the large intestine energy is paired with the lung energy, and it's all about letting things come in and out of the body, letting breath come in, and letting unused materials leave. Bring your attention now to your arms as a whole, your right and left arms, noticing energy move along the inside of your arms and the outside. The quality of the meridian flows is an electromagnetic quality. They flow through the fascia of the body. You may feel distinct sensations or have specific images of these energy flows, but it's not necessary to feel that in order to achieve benefit from this exercise. Just feeling or imagining currents along the outside and inside of your arms has great value. Float your arms upwards again, palms up, extended out to the sides of you, and raise your arms just a little and lower them just a little. Just a tiny bit, creating a small movement up and down, and then in and out, bringing them a little more forward and a little more back. And do this with a sensation of floating. And then stop the movement of your arms, again feeling the energy in them and around them. They may feel suspended. When our meridians are more activated, the physical body becomes lighter. The physical components of yourself are more energized, and the energy itself holds them up. It decreases the force of gravity against the physical body when the meridians are more activated. Let your hands rest into your lap in whatever way is comfortable. We're going to work with one more meridian flow in the body. Although there's 12 meridians and 2 central meridians, it makes sense to focus on just a few during this exercise. If you know shiatsu or acupuncture, you can trace through any of the meridians in your body whenever you want to activate or balance them. And we'll work with some of the other meridians in future episodes. Let's bring our attention to what's called the governing vessel meridian. This runs up the back of your body and circulates over your head and down the front of your face. Let's begin at our perineum, the surface where you're sitting on the ground between your genitals and your anus. Bring your attention to this area of your body and see if you can generate a numb or tingling sensation in your perineum. Like you're sipping water through a straw, now you're going to draw your awareness upward towards your coccyx or your tailbone and see if you can feel this area from the inside. The governor vessel meridian flows up along the center of your back through the tailbone, the sacrum, your lower back, your middle back, and your upper back. Begin to trace your awareness along the center line. You may notice images or sensations in the vertebrae, the spinal cord, or the wrapping around the spinal cord, the meninges, as you encourage the activity in this meridian, in this line of energy. There may be areas you feel more easily than others. Others may feel vacant or harder to connect to. And using your mind, you can encourage more activity in these areas. Trace the governing vessel pathway up the center of your back and now into your neck, the back of your head, and it curves over the top of your head, down between your eyes, along your nose, and underneath your nose, and into your mouth. See if you can generate or feel a numb or tingling sensation in this governor vessel pathway from your perineum, up your spine, your neck, around your head, down the front of your face, and into your mouth. If you like, you can swallow at that point and encourage the energy to descend deep into your body. Governor Vessel Meridian governs all of the other 12 meridians. Bringing even a small amount of attention to this energy current in your body can have a large impact on your well-being. You're activating the core of your energy system. You might imagine or feel your governing vessel meridian extending outwards into all layers of your vibrational body. This meridian has a strong impact on how we grow and develop. And when you bring more attention to this part of yourself, it will help you to grow and develop more easily. It will help you to evolve more easily into new frequencies of experience. We want to ground the energy of the governing vessel meridian in the physical body, deep in the soft tissues along the spine. Now bring your attention down to your perineum again, and we're going to trace a current of energy coming up through the center of your body. This is called the conception vessel. Wherever your attention brings you when I say the center of your body, follow that, tracing upwards from your perineum through the middle of your form. Seeing if you notice a line or current of energy, a numb and tingling sensation connecting you to the conception vessel energy. This meridian takes information from the governing vessel and carries it out. Conception, to bring something into form, to materialize it. The healthier our conception vessel energy is, the more we can manifest our visions, our ideas, our inspirations. Feel deeply into your abdomen, your intestines, small intestine and large intestine, if you know where they are. This region is very related to the energy of the conception vessel meridian. Feel the quality of the organs, the coiled up intestines, the flow of blood. See if you can feel the line of the governing vessel meridian along your back. And also hold an awareness or feeling of the conception vessel meridian through your center. You may notice a numb or tingling sensation through your whole trunk, through your whole physical body. Your arms and your legs. Bring your attention to your body as a whole. Encouraging a numb and tingling sensation to course through your system. The meridians activate our physical form, bringing vibrational chi and information into a physicalized manifestation in the form of your body. Take a nice deep breath in through the back of your nose And release. Bring your awareness once again to your skin, to your muscles, to your skeleton. While you're doing that, see if you can also keep an awareness back to the first meridian we worked with that connects the center of each palm to the middle of your chest. And the webbing between your forefinger and thumbs up to the outer edges of each nostril. Notice any sensations in and around your body as you feel your body, the space within and around you, and the quality of these meridians that we worked with. As you move through the rest of your day, see if you notice these sensations coming in and out of your awareness and how it affects your physical, emotional, and mental condition. How it affects you. Take a nice deep breath in, and on the exhale, let your eyes open in soft focus, beginning to bring your attention to the room and space around you. Be gentle with yourself as you exit from this process. Try not to rush into regular activities right away. If that's not possible, make sure to drink some water or tea and have something light to eat in order to help contract your membranes. You can do these light body activation activities whenever it feels right for you. Do them for a few minutes or settle in for a longer session. Listen to your body and follow the ideas that unfold. Practice allowing your inner wisdom to guide you through a sequence that releases stress, enhances energy, and increases alignment on many levels. This has inestimable value to yourself and the world around you. No one can give it to you or take it from you except for your dear self. I don't think evolution happens in the way we've been taught, nor do I think time and space operate in the way we've been taught. My direct experience informs me differently, and after years of angst and struggle and an addiction to suffering, I've come to trust more in my direct experience, the experience I have in my own body. Most of us were raised being instructed not to do this, but we can decide differently. I encourage you to cultivate a trust in the miraculous creation that you are. Exploring the power that your evolving body holds could be the most potent way for you to leverage your life force in co-creating a world of inner and outer harmony. If you want to support our show, please leave a review on Apple, Spotify, or any other podcasting platform. I also welcome your comments and questions on our website. Until next time, enjoy your dear body. Within it are the keys to vast dimensions of information and adventure. It's free, it's healthy, it's fun, and you can enter into it whenever you want, from wherever you are. The Light Body Activation Work provides tools for people to sensitize, expand, and regulate the developing light body in order to enhance the quality of their daily life. The processes detail safe, replicable mechanisms that expand frequency and perception. This opens the door to work consciously with vibrational components of ourselves. This material has been developed by Saul Goodman, my wonderful husband and the founder and former director of the International School of Shiatsu and Shintai International. He's taught throughout the U.S. and Europe for the past 35 years and is the author of The Book of Shiatsu, Shiatsu Shintai, and Light Body Activation. The facilitator of this podcast is me, Lynn Goodman. I've practiced and taught Shiatsu Shintai and Light Body Activation along with Saul for over 20 years. Podcast music is from the song Kundalini, written and performed by Saul Goodman and Maura Glynn. Links to more resources related to Light Body Activation are included in the show notes, as well as my email address if you have questions. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. This gives valuable feedback and helps others find us. Thanks so much, and I look forward to meeting you again soon for another Light Body Activation journey.